AircheckDownloads.com.
And now, Westwood One Entertainment proudly presents Casey's Top 40, brought to you by 1-800-COLLECT. It's fast, it's easy, it saves.
Hello again, everybody, and welcome to Casey's Top 40. I'm Casey Kasem, and I'm all set to count down the 40 biggest hits on the pop chart. Our rankings come from the official survey of radio stations from coast to coast. The survey is conducted by Radio and Records, the industry's number one newspaper. Well, we have four debuts this week, including brand new hits by the Cranberries and the Red Hot Chili Peppers. But before we start counting them down to number one, let's take a look at the songs that topped the chart last week. At number three, Mouth by Meryl Bainbridge. At number two, Celine Dion with It's All Coming Back to Me Now. And at number one last week, Head Over Feet by Alanis Morissette. Now Alanis is going for a third big week at number one. Can she make it? Only one way to find out. Let the countdown begin.
Number 40.
The first of our four debuts is that new song by the Red Hot Chili Peppers. It's their remake of a 1976 R&B classic by the Ohio Players. Love Roller Coaster. From the soundtrack to the upcoming film Beavis and Butthead Do America, that's Love Roller Coaster by the Red Hot Chili Peppers. This week it rolls in at number 40 as the first of our four debuts. And dropping three notches to number 39 on Casey's Top 40 is the British group Republica. Shortly after they were signed in 1994, they played their very first concert at London's famous Royal Albert Hall. It's a venue where many rock legends like Eric Clapton, Bob Dylan, and the Beatles have played. Here's Republica with Ready to Go. That's Republica with Ready to Go. In its fourth week on the survey, the song slides from number 36 to 39. We're counting down now to Bryan Adams, a Canadian singer who recorded his latest album in the south of France, a place known for its sandy beaches and sunny skies. But while Bryan was there, it was more like the frozen Canadian tundra. Details coming up.
Counting down with Casey Kasem. Casey's Top 40.
From Hollywood, this is Casey Kasem. Rolling in at number 38, here's the second of our four debuts. It's by Dolores O'Riordan and the Cranberries, the follow-up to their recent hit, Free to Decide. This is When You're Gone. Entering the survey at number 38, that's the second of this week's four debuts, When You're Gone by the Cranberries. On Casey's Top 40, I'm Casey Kasem. Well, now we're up to Bryan Adams, a Canadian singer who recorded his latest album in the south of France, a place known for its sandy beaches and sunny skies. But while Bryan was there, it was more like the frozen Canadian tundra. It was last winter that Bryan Adams was working on his latest album titled 18 Till I Die. He thought a change of scene might be good for his creative juices, and so he opted to do his recording in a studio in Saint-Tropez, the town on the French Riviera that's famous for the Saint-Tropez tan. Bryan says he was looking forward to several months of sitting in the warm Mediterranean sun. What Bryan didn't know is that the weather on the Riviera is extremely unpredictable. It can be good, or it can be bad. And this past winter was one of the worst the Riviera has ever known. Records for cold days were set all across Europe. And in Saint-Tropez, the sun hardly ever came out. Cold winds blew south from the mountains and north from the Mediterranean. It rained almost every day and even snowed. Bryan says that instead of sitting in the sun, he huddled in his rented house in front of the fireplace trying to keep warm. He says he swears it was colder in Saint-Tropez than in his native Vancouver. But at least he got the job done and made the record. Now, here's one of the songs Bryan recorded while he was in France. It's survey song number 37 on Casey's Top 40. This is Let's Make a Night to Remember.
I love the way you look tonight. Let's make a night.
Falling four notches to number 37, that's 37-year-old Bryan Adams with Let's Make a Night to Remember. And dropping two notches to number 36 on Casey's Top 40 is the Wallflowers. Singer Jacob Dylan recruited some big-name friends for their current hit. He got Mike Campbell from Tom Petty's band The Heartbreakers to play slide guitar. and he got Adam Duritz, who normally sings lead with Counting Crows, to help out on vocals. Here they are together with the Wallflowers on 6th Avenue Heartache.
Sirens ring.
That's the five-man band called the Wallflowers with 6th Avenue Heartache. This week the song strolls down two notches to number 36.
Casey's Coast to Coast.
Now it's time for this week's Casey's Top 40 Trivia Quiz, brought to you by 1-800-COLLECT. It's fast, it's easy, it saves. The 1983 hit Down Under celebrated life in Australia. What was the name of the Australian band that sang that number one song? Was it Little River Band, In Excess, or Men at Work? The answer after this.
Chris Rock here. Next time you're missing mom.
Now here's the answer to our question. The 1983 hit Down Under celebrated life in Australia. The Australian band that sang that number one song was Men at Work. And that's this week's Casey's Top 40 Trivia Quiz.
Casey's Top 40. Casey's Top 40.
Casey's Top 40 is heard in the 50 states and around the world every week on great radio stations. Like today's best music, Sweet 98, Omaha, Nebraska. One World, One Station, Y100, Fort Lauderdale, Miami, and the Palm Beaches, Florida. The Talk of the Valley, 1580 AM, Lebanon, Oregon. And Radio Sanyu, 88.2 FM, Kampala, Uganda. Now rolling in at number 35, here's the third of this week's four debuts. It's by Susanna Hoffs, the woman who used to sing lead for the Bengals. From her new solo CD called Susanna Hoffs, this is All I Want.
Can't ignore or hide away, and now on.
That's Susanna Hoffs with her second top 40 solo hit, All I Want. This week it enters our survey at number 35 as our third debut. And easing down two notches to number 34 on Casey's Top 40, here's the current hit for super singer, songwriter, and producer R. Kelly. It's his million-selling single, I Can't Sleep, Baby.
Girl, I must have been crazy.
Dropping from number 32 to 34, that's I Can't Sleep, Baby by R. Kelly. It's one of two songs he has on this week's survey, and the second one is coming up. It's a single he recorded after a special request from the most famous basketball player in the world.
Casey counts them down. Casey's Top 40.
I'm Casey Kasem, counting down the 40 biggest hits in the USA. And tumbling seven notches to number 33 is Hootie and the Blowfish, a group that dressed up as a marching band in the video for Sad Caper.
I know I'll just lay me down.
That's Darius Rucker singing lead with Hootie and the Blowfish on Sad Caper. This week the song falls from number 26 to 33. I'm Casey Kasem on Casey's Top 40. Well, now we're up to the latest hit for R. Kelly. It's a single he recorded after a very special request from the most famous basketball player in the world. He's Michael Jordan. And throughout his career with the Chicago Bulls, he's earned four NBA championships, four Most Valuable Player awards, and eight scoring titles. He's also collected two Olympic gold medals. And this winter, Michael Jordan is appearing in his very first feature film, the box office hit Space Jam. Michael was involved in almost every aspect of the film, including the soundtrack. And when it came time to choose the theme song for the movie, he had only one person in mind. R. Kelly. The 29-year-old singer, songwriter, producer, and basketball fanatic was thrilled. And at Michael's request, he wrote a positive and uplifting song about believing in yourself and following your dreams. And the result is making a fast break up the charts, jumping six notches to number 32 on Casey's Top 40. Here's R. Kelly with I Believe I Can Fly.
I used to think.
That's R. Kelly with I Believe I Can Fly. And its second week on the survey, the song leaps six notches to number 32. 10 years ago this week, the number one song in the USA was Amanda by Boston. Who'll be number one this week? We're on our way to the answer as the countdown rolls on.
Casey counts them down. Casey's Top 40.
I'm Casey Kasem. Well, we have four debuts this week, and that means we have to say goodbye to four droppers. Falling off the survey are Don't Go Away, Birmingham, At Night I Pray, and You Learn. Now, here's our highest debut, rolling in at number 31. It's a song Barbara Streisand and Brian Adams recorded for the soundtrack to the film The Mirror Has Two Faces, a movie Barbara also directed and stars in. This is I Finally Found Someone.
I finally found someone.
That's Barbara Streisand and Brian Adams with I Finally Found Someone. This week, the song enters our survey at number 31 as the highest of our four debuts. Coming up on Casey's Top 40, a request and dedication from a young woman in Syracuse, New York. She says for the past 16 years, she's grown stronger and wiser thanks to the music of her favorite rock band.
Casey counts them down. Casey's Top 40.
Rising five notches to number 30, here's the act called Blackstreet, along with Dr. Dre. This is their former number one R&B smash, No Diggity.
Yeah.
Y'all. We out.
That's Blackstreet featuring Dr. Dre on No Diggity. In its second week on the survey, the song climbs five notches to number 30. On Casey's Top 40, I'm Casey Kasem. Now we're up to our request and dedication. This letter came to us by email via the Sega Saturn Net link. It's from a woman in Syracuse, New York named Patricia, who feels her message of thanks can best be expressed by a song. Here's what Patricia writes. Dear Casey, I'm thrilled to see Journey back on the music scene. Their music has been a huge part of my life. I've been a fan for over 16 years, so their music had a big influence on me during my teen years. Through the lessons conveyed in their music, I learned that through the hard times in our lives, we become stronger and wiser people. I also learned to have the strength of my convictions, to not let other people sway me. This was important to me during my teen years. With the strength of Journey's music, I did not become involved with drugs or alcohol. Today I stand up for the things I believe in and do the right thing because it's the right thing to do, not necessarily the easiest road to take. Other than my parents, I can't think of anyone that has had more influence on me during my life than the musicians of Journey. So would you please play Faithfully and dedicate it to the members of Journey, past and present? They have made my life a better place. Thank you, Patricia. Patricia, here's your request and dedication. Faithfully, a top 10 smash in 1983 for Journey, and a request and dedication from Patricia in Syracuse, New York, to Journey, her favorite band. If you'd like to send us a request and dedication, here's the address. Casey's Top 40, P.O. Box 4300, Hollywood, California, 90078. That's Casey's Top 40, P.O. Box 4300, Hollywood, California, 90078. Or you can fax us at 213-272-4300. That's 213-272-4300. And the countdown continues.
Casey's Coast to Coast.
AirCheckDownloads.com.